You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Dear listeners and friends, thank you for joining us to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and
Nick Mossa.
We're happy to be with you here this evening, as always. We would like to share with you some reflections as we spend some time together. Tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about Canadian pilgrimages and also a little bit of prayers. We're going to discuss what the Pope's monthly intentions is for July. We're just going to be talking about the joy of our Catholic faith.
Lots of hope and joy, especially in this wonderful summer season.
But let's start with a prayer.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and give you glory. We bless you for calling us to be your holy people. Remain in our hearts and guide us in our love and service. Help us to let our light shine before others and lead them to the way of faith. Holy Trinity of love, we praise you now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. So before we start the show, as always, this show is guided by the Holy Spirit. As Mary Angela mentioned, we have some topics we would like to discuss, but before we do, I'd like to ask, how is your summer going? Have you made time for the Lord? Do you still attend Sunday Mass? How about weekly Mass? Do you take your family and children to Mass? Do you take a retreat? Even though a lot of retreats are done for the year, like Advent and Lent, how about making your own retreat? Mary Angela, can you answer some of those questions?
They're all very good questions indeed. My summer has been great. We've been having great weather, haven't we?
It's very
been,
nice.
It's been actually maybe perhaps too hot for me. Too humid, but enjoying the good weather. Not a lot of rain. Unlike, I believe, last year was it was more cooler and rainy. But let's enjoy the summer weather. And summertime is often a time where we, you know, take a break and often go away somewhere on vacation. But let's not forget to include God on our vacation, and we shouldn't neglect going to Sunday Mass. So whenever we go off to vacation, we always explore look into where we're going and what church is available and what time their Sunday Mass is at, so that we can plan for it and attend. This year, we're going to be going to Montreal and Prince Edward County. We've looked ahead and found when we're in Montreal that we're going to be attending an English Mass, right, Nick?
Yes, and on that note, I remember we were there just not too long ago in November. And we said, okay, I'd like to go to a French Mass and, you know, enjoy the beautiful French language, but also would like to attend a Sunday English Mass. So when we went to St. Patrick's in the right downtown Montreal, I said, this is perfect. You know, we can have an English Mass. Took me about 20 minutes to find it online. So when we first went and they said, welcome to St. Patrick's, I go, fantastic, you know, because English is our first language. And we were going to Notre Dame the next day to hear the Mass in French. So looking forward to a nice English Mass, the priest said, welcome to St. Patrick's, where this is the third Sunday of the month, and we will celebrate the Mass in Latin.
So not in English, in Latin.
Not in English, in Latin. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you just...
You plan things, but God has different plans for you.
But the main thing is that you show up. And the beauty is that they...
And we still had a really nice Mass.
What they did is they did the Mass in Latin, but they did the readings and the homily
in
English. So it was beautiful. It was like old school and new school. So
yeah, and it brought me back to my childhood, because growing up, I would attend a lot of the Latin Masses because my dad was part of a choir and they would often sing in Latin. So everything brought back to me. Yeah, it all came back to me.
So I'd like to ask Maranja, what would you like to start with? The Pope's intentions? Or I say maybe let's start with some of the holy sites in Ontario and Quebec.
Well, let's start with the Pope's intentions. Every year the Pope the Holy Father has asked us for our prayers for a specific attention each month. And so we're all invited to answer the Holy Father's request and to join with many people worldwide in praying for the intentions each month. So in 2018, this year, only one intention is offered per month. And for the month of July, it is on evangelization as well as the priests and their pastoral ministry. So the intention is that priests who experience fatigue and loneliness in their pastoral work may find help and comfort in their intimacy with the Lord and in their friendship with their brother priests. So we have to always remember to pray for our priests.
Yes, priests are very important, and we have to pray especially for vocations. That's another thing that we need, because a lot of our priests are getting older and we need an influx of new young men to come in and to support those priests that are currently with us today.
And some thoughts as we're praying for a priest, some questions for reflections are, who are priests who have inspired you and your family? When you think of these priests, pray for them. Who are priests who have irritated you or scandalized you? Well, you should also pray for them. And what else might you do to show support for them, for all of our priests? So some thoughts and something to reflect on.
I remember a few years ago back, 20 years at All Saints, we had, it was, you know, the parish was doing okay, but then we had a parish mission with Father Fred Mazzarella. And it just something happened. I just never felt so much joy and love at church, because as sacred and holy as going to church is, there's also a lot of joy and I guess hope. I don't know if that's the correct word, but I just found it so joyous when I heard Father Fred preach, when he spoke from the heart and he walked around sharing jokes, but always Jesus at the center. And that left such a big, I don't know what the key word is, but I just felt leaving church. It says, I never felt like this leaving Mass, so joyous, because Jesus was filled with joy. And that's what the Beatitudes were all about, was to share the joy. So in answering your question, Maranja, that is just one of the many, many, many moments of going to Mass where a priest, I think all the priests in my life have added or just changed my life for the better. But that one there, I remember it was just, even though it was 20 years ago, I just feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah, sticks with you, it sounds like.
Sticks with you. And because with all the joyous stories and jokes that Father Fred shared, he also shared with us a lot of stories of humility and what some people do in other countries just to celebrate Mass, where they'll walk miles or they can only attend Mass once a month because there's just not enough priests. So along with the joy, there's also the reality that, you know, it's not an easy road to follow Jesus, but when you do, the joy is incredible. So that's one of my stories. Miranda, do you have any thoughts or ideas about a priest that left an impact or an imprint? Or,
well, I think we meet a lot of wonderful priests when we go on retreat to Manresa. And the Jesuits, in fact. And I think, yeah, a lot of them have left an imprint on me. Father Philip, one, and just this past June when we attended, I think we spoke about him last month, Father Knox. What's his first name? Michael?
Michael Knox.
Father Michael Knox, yes. Yeah, awesome. The Jesuits, just full of wisdom. And the way they speak to you, it just enters your heart and always leave an impression on me.
It's all for the greater glory of God. And he shared with us a quote about, you know, sometimes we're looking so hard. Where is God? I don't see him. What's going on? But what's really happening is God is looking for us. Are we open and receptive because he's there, but do we really see him? So,
yeah, let's share some prayers then to cherish and support the priests that make a difference in our lives. So I want to share with you this first prayer. It's the prayer of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. Oh Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for your unfaithful and tepid priests, for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant missions fields, for your tepid priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, I recommend you the priests dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who absolved me from my sins, the priest at whose masses I assisted and who gave me your body and blood in Holy Communion, the priests who taught me and instructed me, all the priests to whom I am indebted. O priests, keep them all close to your heart and bless them abundantly in time and eternity. Amen.
Very nice. I'd like to share another prayer, a prayer for priests. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of our priests. Through them, we experience your presence in the sacraments. Help our priests to be strong in their vocation. Set their souls on fire with love for our people. Grant them the wisdom, understanding, and strength they need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Inspire them with the vision of your kingdom. Give them the words they need to spread the gospel. Allow them to experience your joy in their ministry. Help them to become instruments of your divine grace. As we walk with Jesus, who lives and reigns as our eternal priest. Amen.
Amen.
How about sharing some of the Beatitudes at this point for hope and joy, as we said that this show is all about? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So we're going to be looking for that reward in heaven, huh, if we follow these Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes.
And we'll find great joy when we reach heaven.
Well, that is our goal in life, is to have salvation and meet Jesus. The question is, what are we doing with our lives? Where are we going? The bigger question is Jesus at the center? And if he isn't, who is, right? These are all questions we can pray and reflect on. Because when we turn to Jesus, I think sometimes we think we can do it alone. And through the priests, when we go to Mass, sharing the sacraments, and we celebrate the Eucharist. Because what does Eucharist mean, Mary Angela?
Thanksgiving.
So when we go to Mass, you know, and we celebrate the Eucharist, it's a thanksgiving. It's, you know, it's a community. And when people say, well, you know, I really don't have to go to church and, you know, I can pray at home, right? Question is,
what are they missing out on?
What are they missing out on? And the bigger question is, do you really pray? And that's a personal question. I don't want to, you know, be it like one of the Bible thumper and just, you know, be all righteous like, but you know, you want to share when you attend Mass, you're there because you want to listen to the Word of God and also celebrate the Eucharist, which is the source and the summit.
Yeah, and receiving Jesus.
Yeah.
We have a lot to be thankful for. And so, you know, once we receive Jesus, let's pray for all the things we're thankful for in our life.
Yeah, because
that He has given us, all the graces He has given us.
When the priest celebrates Mass, the priest is Jesus in persona, right? Like it takes the place of Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. So these are things you cannot experience when you're at home. Now, because of due to whatever weather, age, distance, not everyone can make Mass and celebrate the Eucharist. But here's something I want to ask some of the listeners. And also want to thank you for listening to our show, all the people in Toronto, Montreal, in Canada, coast to coast in this beautiful country we have, and even those listening online.
Abroad, yeah.
Abroad. And if you have any questions, I'd like to give you my number. I'll share it with you now. You could text me whatever questions you have, and hopefully, you know, we can share it on the air. My number is 416-577-9012. And we're talking about hope and joy and the beauty of the priests that we have to share the Holy Eucharist and Mass. So, Mary Angela, Cardinal Dolan has shared some nice words. Can you please share them with our listeners?
Sure, yeah, and he talks a lot about joy, and this topic is actually, the joy is at the heart of evangelization. So as the church continues its mission of forming disciples in the 21st century, a key component must be a witness of joy, said Cardinal Timothy Dolan. People may claim that they do not want faith, hope, or love. Rare is the person who does not crave joy. Cardinal Dolan was the homilist at the opening Mass for the convocation of Catholic leaders in Orlando. The convocation gathered bishops, priests, consecrated religious, diocesans and leaders, and representatives from Catholic ministries, parishes and organizations. The event drew some 4,000 participants. And Cardinal Dolan reflected on the convocation as a time to acknowledge Christ and to recognize how he calls us to discipleship, summons us to unity, imparts to us joy, and sends us on mission. He pointed to Mary as a model of discipleship, unity, joy, and mission. He recalls that Mary has just been told by Archangel Gabriel that she is about to be the mother of our Savior. And she is thus the first disciple, attentive to God's word, open to Jesus. She is eager for unity, closeness to her kin, Saint Elizabeth. She goes on a mission to tell another the glad tidings of God's imminent arrival. She and Elizabeth, as well as the two babies in their wombs, Jesus and Saint John the Baptist, leap for joy. So yes. There's that word again, joy.
Joy.
And it's in this joy that will attract people to the message of the gospel. And true joy is not merely pleasure, or some superficial feel-goodness, but rather, as St. Paul teaches, it's the gift of the Holy Spirit.
I think you just created a new word between prayer and pleasure. We call it pleasure.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
I said it
a lot of
bit.
P's going on over here.
There indeed.
So before we go to break, we'd just like to share with you some affirmations about joy and hope. Jesus is our focus. Jesus saves. Jesus glorifies. Jesus is the source and summit. Jesus is our hope. Jesus lifts you up. You just need to say yes. Jesus raises you up. Jesus picks you up when you fall. Jesus enlightens us. And when we are enlightened, Jesus awakens us. Jesus defends us.
Jesus gives us peace. Jesus is mercy. Jesus is the light. Jesus loves us. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus forgives. Jesus makes us happy. Jesus is patience. Jesus is joy.
Wow, what a nice way to end our first part of the show. So right now we are going to take a small musical break. And when we come back, we will share with you lots more stories on faith, hope, and joy. And some of the religious holy sites you can experience in Ontario, Quebec, and the rest of Canada. See you and talk to you soon.
I am a Christian and my name is Pilgrim. I'm on a journey, but I'm not alone. Jesus is with me and he goes before me. Yeah, his love surrounds me. He's leading me home. One step at a time for now. Just keep your feet on the ground. Don't lose your way chasing the crowd. It's where your road begins. Don't stop, don't settle in. Just tell yourself there's something more than this. Just tell yourself there's something more than this. Everybody say,
I am a Christian and my name is Pilgrim. I'm on a journey, but I'm not alone. Jesus is with me and he goes before me. Yeah, his love surrounds me. He's leading me home. Walk on, travel.
Walk on through the night, walk on in the darkness, till you see the light. Remember who's with you, remember he's strong. And when you are weary, he'll carry you on. Oh, walk on in your weakness, walk on through the night, walk on in the darkness, till you see the light. And remember who's with you, remember he's strong. And when you are weary, he'll carry you on. Everybody say,
you are listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. To contact us and be part of the show, please call 416-245-1534. We now continue with the program. Here once again are your hosts, Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.
I am a Christian and I am a pilgrim. Walk on. What a great song. Alex chose this song as for the break because now we're going to continue to talk about some Canadian pilgrimages that you could possibly take perhaps this summer. Maybe you have more time to explore a lot of the pilgrimages that we have available to us. So welcome back. We're Nick and Mary Angela. Our show is Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. Yes, and so a lot of the Canadian pilgrimages, when I Googled it, a lot of them, in fact, are in Quebec, because a lot of our Catholic faith was formed. A lot of the missionaries that started out in Canada were all started in Quebec. So that's where a lot of the pilgrimages are located. And should we start talking about the pilgrimages?
Sure. What we can do is, as the quote goes, charity begins at home. So where do you start a pilgrimage?
Oh, let's start close to us then in Ontario.
Start in Ontario. So the first pilgrimage is at home. When you wake up and say, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How blessed I am with a prayer. Where would you like me to go and do? How about maybe setting up a small little shrine in your house?
Good. Yeah. Good thought.
It could be inside. And I see a lot of people have the Virgin Mary outside, dedicating, like a little shrine, or even in your backyard, you know.
Or creating a little prayer table to help you to
a little
take
room.
That time to reflect. Yeah.
So as we start from home, as we leave Mass, as Mary Angela was saying, when we go to Mass, we're we have a mission. God sends us on a mission. So after Mass, we are sent out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So Jesus sends us out to do his mission. But that's what these holy places of worship are all about, or little retreats, because when we do the will of the Lord, we need to take a break and retreat. Some of the retreats or holy places we go from our homes, we go to our church. Wherever the tabernacle is, and you see the little red the candle burning, it's more than just a candle. It's Jesus.
He is present there.
He is
Let
present
us not
there.
Reflect. I forget, I should
yeah.
say.
Yeah, we can reflect knowing that he is always there. Mm-hmm. So we can start And I suggest, why don't we do a little mini retreat from home, or we can do it at our church. Spend a few moments, maybe longer, if time allows, to make your own retreat or go to Mass. So now that we've left our house in Toronto, we've gone to our local church. But from our local church, where are other places? And we'll start with Ontario. How about St. Michael's Cathedral, Basilica? It's beautifully renovated and new. And I think just the journey there is a pilgrimage to beat the traffic and the stress. When you get there, you feel so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
What we like to do is, when do we usually go to the cathedral, Basilica?
We often go on a long weekend at the 9 o'clock mass on Sunday.
Yeah, the last chance mass.
Yes, in the evening, that
in the
is.
Evening.
9 o'clock p.m.
P.m. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't attended mass for whatever reason, traveling, health, party or celebration, you can always go there at 9 p.m. Toronto and just spend time with the Lord just in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So after that, you can go to Our Lady of, there's a little shrine on Weston Road and Shepherd.
Where I used to go to high school.
Yeah, St. Basil's. There's a little shrine dedicated to our Virgin Mother. And it's just, you know, sometimes you're driving and you see, oh, the shrine. I says, why not stop there? So any church really can be a holy site, but we're talking like places that you might not really visit all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another one in Niagara Falls. There's the it's the of Mount Carmel, the not necessarily a shrine, but it's the Church of Mount Carmel. And they were there before any of the casinos or any of the stuff that goes on in Niagara Falls, the nightlife, right?
The hustle and bustle of the Niagara Falls downtown.
The Catholic Church was there.
So it's so peaceful and quiet there.
And we suggest that, you know, if you get a chance, go there to Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
How about King City? And Mary Lake.
Yes, Mary Lake. We were just there.
Mm-hmm.
We did our annual San Giuseppe Festa. And I just realized that that place was there for like maybe 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
I think it was the founder of Casa Loma that invested and bought the land. Not only was he doing Casa Loma, but he invested in Mary Lake. And from Casa Loma to Mary Lake back maybe 60, 70 years ago, it felt like going from, you know, Montreal to Toronto. It was so far away. But now, because we have faster cars, we can go on the highway.
And the Mary Lake Retreat Center is run by the Augustinian Order.
Yes.
Which is founded by St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's also the Queen of Apostles Retreat House, which a lot of people attend throughout the year. And our favorite retreat house is
the Martyr Shrine in Midland.
No, Manresa.
Oh, Manresa. Okay, retreat. Oh, you're talking retreat.
Retreat.
Oh,
retreat house, sorry. Sacred
yes,
site.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The Jesuits, and they founded the Midland, right?
Yes,
so maybe,
yes.
You know.
There's a connection there.
There is a big connection, right? You can't go wrong. If
yes.
you decide, well, I want to go north, you go to Midland. I want to go east,
you go to Manresa.
Both run by the Jesuits.
That's right.
And we love it so much because you take a break. And not just take a break. A retreat is about stepping back. And in the silence, God, you can hear the word of God.
And did you know that the Martyr Shrine is the only national shrine in Canada located outside of Quebec?
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
And it honors the 8 Jesuit saints and their significant contributions that they made to the introduction of Christianity to the Canadian Aboriginal culture over 350 years ago.
Yeah, we learned a lot about the Martyr Shrine when we were at our last retreat. We had the director of the Martyr Shrine, Father Michael Knox. And it was so wonderful and beautiful to, you know, this is Canadian history, not just Catholic history, but Canadian history.
It is indeed, yeah.
To learn about the sacrifice that these priests made coming from France to spread the message of the gospel.
Yeah, we have a lot to learn from them.
And so moving from Manresa, the Jesuit run there, we go to Midland, as Mary Angela said. And Midland from Toronto is about an hour and a half, and it is sacred ground. That's where, you know, we have a lot of, you know, the Catholic roots come from there. There's a lot of history with the indigenous people and, you know, how they spread the faith and converted a lot of the people to believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So if you ever get a chance, you know, you can go up there, spend the day, you can stay a weekend, and there's so much to see. You know, we can go to Our Lady of Huron. You could see the a lot of the history that, you know, formed Ontario. And take a break while you're there. Might as well stay a couple days because it's such a beautiful part of Ontario. That I highly recommend, you know, within the prayer time, you can also have, you know, a little bit of beach time, right? Because it is all about joy, right? So, and that's the beauty when you say yes to the Lord, right? You know, you don't always have to be in church to pray. You know, it's fantastic. That is our focus, is to put Jesus first and foremost, you know, and we start at church. But then he gives us time to go outside and to be with the nature that he created, right?
Another place to visit in Ontario, in Ottawa, is Our Lady of Lourdes Grotto. We visited there, I believe. It's Our Lady of Lourdes Church, and in there is a replica of the grotto in Lourdes, France.
I think it's St. Patrick's. St. Patrick's Church has the grotto downstairs, if I'm not mistaken. You know why I know?
Maybe there's two.
Because there's a bookstore there.
Yes, yes.
So wherever there's a bookstore, Nick will be found.
Yeah, but this is actually a replica of the grotto. So, yeah, maybe there are two places. But anyways, yeah, no, there's lots of places in Ontario that we often don't think of that we could take a little.
Yeah, we're just scratching the
time
surface here.
Take a little pilgrimage.
With the limited time, we were able to share with you some of the spots in Ontario. But right now, we're going to take a small musical break, and we will share with you some other holy and religious sites that you can visit and make a little pilgrimage and take some time off and celebrate time with the Lord. Thank you.
Are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Welcome back. Let's continue on looking at some other Canadian pilgrimages that we could go on. And a lot of these, as we were mentioning before, are located in Quebec. And Nick and I are going to be taking a trip this next month to Montreal. And one of the places is Notre Dame Basilica. And that basilica, did you know, it was built between 1824 and 1843. And it's the first Gothic revival style church built in Canada. And many often go there, not really, like, it's a beautiful, beautiful church, first of all. It's just really beautiful inside. And a lot of people go there to see a 35-minute And Then There Was Light, Sound and Light show. And it highlights the basilica's historical, cultural, and architectural legacy. So it's just a sight to be seen.
And one tip, if you're ever in the Montreal area and you do want to go see the basilica, even better than just being a tourist, attend Mass. And the 12 o'clock Mass, when they say, oh, you have to pay when you come in, say, excuse me, I am attending Mass. You will go in for free.
That's right.
But you can also make a donation to keep this wonderful basilica around. So
yes,
I highly recommend it.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another place in Montreal is the beautiful, huge St. Joseph's Oratory on Mont Royal. And it was founded by now St.
André
Bessette, right?
Yes, he was a little man who thought he was, you know, not capable of anything. He was basically the caretaker. And it just goes to show how you don't have to be big and rich. When you have faith of a mustard seed, you could do anything. And when you see this oratory,
yes,
it just makes you realize, wow, how grand things are when you just simply show up and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yeah, and the oratory was founded in 1904, and it's the largest shrine in the world dedicated to St. Joseph. And inside the church, you can there are tours that cover the life and work of Brother André in developing the shrine. So there's a lot of history there.
Yeah, and that is like a pilgrimage if you just, you know, walk up the stairs and walk right up to the top. And you just see how many canes and crutches that are left behind. How people, when they prayed to Saint, you know, Saint André Bessette as an intercessor, you know, how many miracles can happen?
And included in there is also a collection of internationally, international nativity scenes. Yeah, we've seen those too. Yeah.
So you don't have to go to Rome, or you don't have to go to Lourdes in France, which is fantastic, or even the town of Tazay, which it's fun. If you get a chance, go, because that's on our bucket list. But as we said, we start from home. We leave home, we go to our local church, and then we branch out into places in Ontario. There's beautiful places in Quebec. You know, we could stay hours here because there's so many other places in Manitoba. I hear there's a lot of Catholic people in Manitoba too, because of the French descendants. And a few Italians.
And so, I discovered a place here when I was trying to find places in Canada to go on pilgrimage with. In fact, in Winnipeg, there's a shrine of Saint Jana Mola, and it's a rather new shrine, and it's the first Canadian shrine to honor Saint Jana Beretta Mola, a new Catholic saint who was a doctor, I believe. And so, yeah, next time maybe when we go visit Winnipeg in Manitoba, we can go visit this shrine.
Yeah, and there's so many places. You know, you just have to do a little bit of research, and it's amazing what you find. And it doesn't have to be Catholic churches and shrines, because all over, you know, in our beautiful country, you know, there's other places, like churches of, like, in the Anglican side, like St. James downtown Toronto. So it's just, it's really good to see that these structures and places are still there for us. It's like walking in time. It's like a bit of the Twilight Zone, right? When you walk in into, like, a different, not a different world, but a different time. Because back then, faith was very big, faith and family, which it still is today. But the things we're dealing with today, like social media, work, stress, these are so many factors that take us away, and so take us away from the Lord and being holy, because sometimes we're just so busy, right, Marianza? What do you think? Are we busy? Or?
Oh, yeah, if we're not busy, we make ourselves busy all the time.
we want to fill every nook and cranny in the day, and that's fantastic, but it's also, we need time to sit still and be silent. And if time allows it, you know, we recommend all these places that we mentioned, you know,
and there's a lot more too.
There's so many more, like to go, or
like, you know, like Saint Anne de Beaupré that we didn't.
Yeah, that's another hour and a half, just the northeast,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Northeast of Montreal, and they're just, you know,
there's,
I think,
lots and lots of others.
When you make the time. Like my brother John would always say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. So when you see someone a little bit busy and so stressed out, say, hey, why not add this? And it's truly incredible. When, you know, the whole topic of tonight is joy and hope, right? And who doesn't have time for that? I don't care how busy you are. When you know, that's something, even though your calendar is full and your to-do list is crammed, if there's going to be hope and joy, you're putting it in that list, right? Because life is sacred, and we need to celebrate every moment. So at this moment, we would like to share some affirmations. Jesus is always open and loving. Jesus does not condemn. These are positive affirmations we could say in the morning. Like, I am a believer. I will get better. I am strong, healthy, and whole with Jesus on my side. I am on a mission with Jesus with me. When I choose Jesus, I am free and liberated. Keeping him at the center, you will become restored, rejuvenated. You will say at the end of the day, I am at peace. Marangela, when we put Jesus at the center, what are the other things can we say?
We can say, I am healthy, I am blessed, I am motivated, I am very grateful, I'm victorious.
And triumphant.
Indeed. I am enthusiastic, and as well, I will succeed, I will endure, I will pray, I will triumph. I will pay it forward, because Jesus, you are the truth, the way, the life.
Yeah. I'd like to share with you a little something. When you pray, sometimes we're very demanding, because we're in a results, bottom line driven world. And we have the guts to tell Jesus what we want. That usually doesn't work. because it's in God's time, not ours. But what we would like you to do when you take the time on a retreat or at home and you pray, we ask in your prayer, you simply start and say, Lord, I can't do it alone. I need your help. And just ask for the strength and the courage for endurance. That's it. Because sometimes we can be so stressed out. And if we put limits, or we set goals on what we think is what we need, I think that's when the problems start. So that leads us back to surrender, right? So I think if we choose joy, right? If we choose joy, and joy doesn't always have to be, you know, bright lights, fireworks, screaming. I think joy, other words that come up with joy are peace and serenity. What other words come up when I say joy to your mind?
Happiness.
Happiness.
And, you know, we always have to think that we can't always be joyful and we can't always be happy. We have to, you know, there are times when we're going to be a little bit down. But as long as we remember that God will get through that time, help us get through it. And, you know, there's going to be hills and valleys and he'll be there to guide us through all the tough times and be joyful again. And when that joy comes back, we'll be even more joyful.
It's like the St. Ignatius said that there's going to be desolation, but there will also be consolation.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept talking about this. This whole program is about joy, but the close relative to joy is hope. So we need to stay hopeful. Right? Because as we mentioned, it's not physically possible because you can't have steak and shrimp every day, right? You need to have vegetables. You need to eat simple foods. You can't always have the best of the best, right? And I think sometimes when we, you know, don't have the best of the best, that's when we go leaps and bounds truly joyful.
That's right. That's right. You got to experience the opposite in order to, fully experience the joy, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes joy is in having nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're truly free when you have physically nothing.
Letting go.
Letting go and letting go of pressures, stresses. And, you know, I like to ask all the listeners tonight, say a simple prayer and saying, what gives me joy? Right? Or what will it take for me to live a more joyous life? Right? I think we all have a different answer and a different thought to that. So I ask you to pray on that. And because at the end of the day, like, aren't we supposed to be happy? That's what this life is all about. Right? Number one is to, the number one, like they say, start with an end. So the end is to have salvation with Jesus. So that's our goal. But how do we get there? Right? And so the whole point to getting salvation is to put Jesus at the center, put joy very close to that goal. But the joy in spreading the message of Jesus, right? And even though you will sometimes be looked at weird or ridiculed or, you know, maybe even laughed at, that's okay. Remember what Jesus said, I came before you and I suffered these too, right? But you know deep in your heart, right, what you're doing if you're spreading the message of Jesus. And it's not even about preaching. It's about showing up and being an example of the Lord. Right? And spreading the joy, because, you know, life is so short. We're just here for a short moment. And so if we can get as much joy as we can, imagine the joy in heaven, right? And the joy we're talking about is like sacred and goodness, right? And not just, you know, going out and celebrating and drinking and, you know, that there's a time and a place, but the joy is simply putting a smile. What do you think, Maranja? What are things that we can bring joy to others out there?
Bringing joy to others, listening to them, seeing what they need and want from us.
Just being there,
being present.
Yeah.
That could be a cause of a lot of joy.
It is, because
even doing little unexpected things for them, you know, surprises.
Surprises, little gifts and stuff. So.
Yeah. So how about if we just end with a little prayer?
Yeah.
So let's pray for inner joy. Heavenly Father, I desire joy in our inner selves, in your word. Warns us to be on our guard against the kinds of greed, knowing that life does not consist of the abundance of our possessions, but on our deepening relationship with you. So let's pray that we will all be kept free from this toxic attitude of heart, which can too often steal our joy in the Lord and break our closeness with you. Thank you for your presence in the fullness of your joy, for you alone are the abiding hope, and your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So let us pray to keep joy and hope in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear friends. Stay strong in Christ, and we will talk to you in September.
The joy of Jesus be with you, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.